Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
The new world order does not mean surrendering our national sovereignty or forfeiting our interests.
It's fraudulently shoved this country up against the wall. Oh, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all. Would you like to know the reasons why your taxes are so high? Would you like to know what fuels inflation every time you buy? Would you like to know who takes the biggest slice out of your pie? It's the Federal Reserve, and I'm here to tell you why. It's not that complicated to explain in layman terms. When something's really rotten, it is sure to crawl with worms. And that something really rotten happened in this nation's past. It's been feeding on our prosperity until now we're sinking fast. Whoa, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all. It isn't even close to being constitutional. It's fraudulently shoved this country up against the wall. Oh, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all. How would you like to print up money on your very own private press and loan it out to all your friends at staggering high interest? Bet it wouldn't take too long until you own the whole neighborhood. Well, that's what the Fed's been doing since our Congress said they could. Now, our Congress shirked their duty back in December 1913. That's when the value of our money changed from gold to inky green. And when they shrugged the Constitution off, they damned this nation's fate. It was a blatant violation of Article 1 and Section 8. Whoa, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all. It isn't even close to being constitutional. It's fraudulently shoved this country up against the wall. Oh, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all. You got the FBI, the FCC, the Federal Trade Commission Agency, and they all have one thing in common, that is they're federal. But here's one thing, if you haven't guessed, there ain't anything federal about the Federal Express, and the only thing federal about the Reserve is that it's criminal! Now if I was to tell you that we're under martial law, and there ain't no sense in waiting for the final axe to fall, and that the money that we're spending's really military script, would you say that I've gone crazy? Would you think that I've been hipped? Whoa, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all. It isn't even close to being constitutional. It's fraudulently shoved this country up against the wall. Oh, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all. No, the Federal Reserve isn't federal.
It's just criminal
at all. Let's just dump it.
Read his words, heed his signs. Can't you see these are the times? Earthquakes, famines, and pestilence are all on the rise. The love of man waxing cold, just like the way that he foretold. With all these things now happening before our eyes, can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing. Prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. When he comes in the clouds, each and every knee shall bow. Shall see his trump will sound,
shines from east to west. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning? Rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings. Rid up your minds to be believing. Prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Our Savior and Deliverer and Redeemer, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, El Shaddai, Yahshua, hallelujah. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning? Rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings. Rid up your minds to be believing. Prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
When the British armies came from across the bounding main to attack our native shores in their sailing ships of war to establish tyranny by the orders of a tyrant king, Paul Revere cried his alarms and the people took up arms and they fired up their guns in the greens of Lexington. Soon the battles would be won and the bells of liberty would ring. Those men who fought to keep us free were not afraid to die. They drew the strength and courage from his power upon high and cried this battle cry, no king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of Israel. Through the toil and the tears in the last 100 years, we have fainted from the fight for his liberty and light. We've been blinded by the lies, so we hardly know what's right from wrong. As the anti-Christian hordes and the global overlords now surround his holy saints in the camp United States, just like Israel of old, we now find ourselves in Babylon. So now is the time for all good men to seek his face on high and bow to do his will on earth and rise up and lead by the lie and cry this battle cry. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of Israel. So now's the time for all good men to seek his face on high and bow to do his will on earth and rise up and defy the lie and cry this battle cry. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king but Yehoshua, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of Israel.
Near Sandpoint, north of Naples, Idaho, eagles gathered there together to guard the truth so you might know. Down the road that followed Deep Creek at the turn that crossed the bridge. Federal marshals had the road blocked to mark the siege of Ruby Ridge. There the armies of the enemy slayed your bride and only son. Nearly killed your close companion when the shrapnel pierced his lung. We stand with you, Randy Weaver, 'cause your Lord and Savior lives. Wheresoever eagles gather, that is where his body is. On that evening, late one August, you were forced to take your stand. There two strangers, as they trespassed, drew first blood on private land. Governor Andrus, back in Boise, he let the enemy tell him lies. And from his anti-Christ decision, Sam and Vicky lost their lives. Federal agents, U.S. Marshals, and FBI men stormed the hill. All on false, fictitious charges, given orders, shoot to kill. We stand with you, Randy Weaver, 'cause your Lord and Savior lives. Wheresoever eagles gather, that is where his body is.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design broadcast for the 13th day of March, year 2022. I am Pastor Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for this broadcast is the remnant ready? And we dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to his holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo-Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen, Shumai, and welcome to the program, Cumri Ambeth. Caller, we can't say that anymore. Callers, we haven't figured out how that's going to work. So, bear with us. And we are in a broadcast mode, pretty much like a regular radio station, except, of course, we don't have a switchboard for people to make live calls, at least not at this time. So, again, I want to remind everybody, a little different platform, a little different mode of operation, if you will, as we go through the learning process, me at this end on how all this software and hardware works, and you as the listeners getting used to a different platform. So, yes, once again, we've had to get off the horse in the middle of the stream and switch over to a different platform due to interference and possibly even some shenanigans by our enemies, if you will. Thank you, Ella. Now, for some folks have my phone information to send text during the broadcast. That's one way to either let me know something's going on, something needs fixed, or if you have a comment or question. For everybody else, use the email address, BYD, which stands for By Yahweh's Design, BYD Pastor Dan, and that's all together, at yahoo.com, and I will monitor that during the broadcast. So comments or questions, send it by email, or if you have the phone information, send a text. I'll try to work it into that. Now, unlike the previous platform, I have no idea who's listening, how many are listening, etc. Okay, so this is more like a standard radio broadcast. It's just being streamed out there. how many people are listening, when they listen, etc. I have no control over, no way even of knowing. And in some ways, that's kind of liberating because it does take a lot of concentration away trying to monitor all that stuff. And it can be a bit much at times between the calls, the texts, the phone texts, emails, etc., and then still trying to stay on point. So the Father has driven us over to this platform, and again, there's some pluses and some minuses. The plus, of course, is that the music can play, so somewhere around 15 minutes before the show starts, I will play music, and then for two or three songs after the program is over, I will also play from the playlist, which is fellow Israelites who have donated their works to us, like Carl Klang, Jonathan David Brown, Poker Face, Daryl Barr, Kurt, and Andy up in Canada, etc. These good Israelites produce their own music, and we put that in the playlist, and the playlist is set to just randomly select the songs. I don't do that. So I leave that in the hands of the Holy Spirit is the way I look at that. Just play whatever you want to play, Father Yahweh. Part of the topic for today is the remnant ready? Has to do with the calamity that we see going on in the world today. And the fact that it's becoming quite apparent that we're being lied to at an unprecedented rate. And that has been true for quite some time. We weren't aware of it. We were aware of part of it, but we weren't aware of all of it. And abundantly clear that the so-called trusted voices that the Antichrist forces of the world wanted us to grow up believing, trusting, etc., they have all been part of the cover-up. And the word sorcery being used by our enemies to confuse us and get us to be compliant to their wishes. So, for instance, we just spent 2 years of being completely lied to by the forces, these trusted voices, about a pandemic that did not exist except in the minds of people through the control of the media. And they were all complicit. Now, the good news is that these Jewish-run pharmaceutical companies like Moderna and Pfizer, etc., they are taking steps to prepare to be inundated with tremendous lawsuits. Because the truth is coming out, and so they're taking steps to financially protect their, quote, corporations and their assets from litigation and punishment, financial punishment. The good news is that murder doesn't allow them to do that, okay? Under God's law, if you commit murder, you can take all the written and court system documentation and try to hide behind all that, but when righteous men take to the field, murderers will be sought out and dealt with as murderers, okay? Murder, in God's eyes, has no statute of limitations. It does not allow for any kind of shenanigans in a courtroom to justify murder. Murder is taking an innocent person's life. That's what God's law says. These people have committed murder because they knew damn well it was going to do all this. And so they are responsible. Now, in their man-made world, this fake and phony world, they believe that they can get out of liability. However, as the righteous come to a knowledge of what's been going on, they're going to find out that there's no rocks that they can hide under. So, is the remnant ready? Is the remnant ready for a change? Is the remnant ready for the truth for a change? Is the remnant ready to repent of our ancestors' request for a king in a man-made government versus the theocracy that we started out on, with our master and our king being Yahweh himself. All right? That's the question of the day. Are we, the remnant, ready of his people? There's been plenty of negative and bad things going on. Are we ready for the good things that the Father plans on bringing upon this earth? Now, Ella had sent me some thoughts on a couple different topics here, and I kind of want to read over those because I think they're very pertinent. And she makes a guesstimate that Daniel 12, verse 11, which we have here, I'll go ahead and read it from the World English Bible. From the time that the continual burnt offering is taken away and the abomination that makes desolate set up, there will be 1,290 days, which would put a potential date of August 8th of 2024. And then Daniel 12, verse 12, blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,335 days. This date could possibly be September 11th, 2024. Now, again, naming dates in cement is not what we do. These are potential dates because, again, we don't have true calendars. We don't have the truth about much of anything. They have hidden very important documentation, ancient writings, etc., teachings, the material that was in the Library of Alexandria, and many other sources of information have been hidden from us. Much like the work of Nikola Tesla was hidden. As soon as he died, the government went in. So once again, are governments our friends? Man-made government, are they our friends? Hell no, they're not our friends. Wake the hell up. They are all compromised. They are all whores. Literally, whores. The definition of a whore is a person that would sell their body for money. These people have sold their souls, their voices, their acquiescence to what's going on. They've sold that for money, thus making them whores. A whore can be both male and female. Okay? Doesn't mean just the ladies out there. It's referring to men and women. If you sell yourself out for profit or gain, you're a whore, a prostitute. And that's the problem. The church world suffers because the preachers and pastors and priests are all whores today, teaching the doctrines of devils, which Christ said the Jews are of their father the devil. So doctrines of devils, adversaries. Many of the so-called mainstream churches are teaching Jewish versions of the Father's Word, and we know those are not true. And that's where all this Jews being God's chosen people comes from, that we need to befriend them and ally with them and protect them and pray for them and support them, when the opposite is the truth. We should be condemning them for the antichrists that they are. Their religion is antichrist. Their attitude is antichrist. They hate white Christians in particular. That's why they murdered tens of millions of Ukrainian white men and women, Christians, starved them to death after the Bolshevik Revolution came to power. So when the Bolsheviks, which is just a euphemism for the Jews pretending to be Russians, when they came to power, they showed their muscle and their might and their anger and their vengeance towards the white man and woman, against our people. Again, the world is crying crocodile tears for a totally fictitious 6 million Jews killed by Germans in World War II. That's a total bullshit story. However, the world doesn't shed a single tear for the between 10 and 20 million Ukrainians, men, women, and children, starved to death by the Bolsheviks. This doesn't even count the number that were killed in the purges by the completely narcissistic and paranoid Jew, Stalin, Joseph Stalin, which is another crypto. See, the Jews are always name changers. His real name is not Stalin. The Lenin's real name is not Lenin. Trotsky's real name is not Trotsky. You go and you look all these guys up and you find out they've got Hebrew, or not Hebrew, I should say Yiddish surnames, and pretending to be the people of the Bible, because ignorance runs strong amongst the white race. Because the people we've been told from the time we were children to trust have turned out to be our greatest enemies. They are literally, as Scripture says that would happen at the end of the age, they are literally leading the sheep into the slaughterhouse. Literally. You've got people that claim to be the men and women of God telling people to go put this experimental serum into their arms, telling you that you cannot challenge government, that whatever the authorities say, you have to obey, when Romans 13 says nothing of the sort. You see, there is no truth in them, but they have big piles of electronic shekels in their bank accounts. That's how they operate. That is what motivates them, the love of money. Remember, the root of all evil is the love of money. Money itself can be used for tremendous good. It's the lust and love of money that has led our people to the ruin that we find ourselves in now. So, as it says there in Daniel chapter 12, and according to Ella's reckoning, it could be very much spot on. It would sort of fit. You can feel that we're going through a turbulent period. Much as a woman goes through the pain of childbirth, the scriptures refer to this. Okay, travail. It uses the word travail, which is a Latin, comes from the Latin. In fact, in the French language, that is the word for work. So travail is referring to the same pain that a woman feels as she's giving birth. So the symbology of that is perfect. We are in a very painful state right now. As the lady is, as she's, her body is transitioning and getting ready to produce that child, we as a people are getting ready to produce the kingdom. The world is waking up to the machinations of these creatures called governments, who operate hand in hand with the whore, which is the Roman Catholic Church, and the offspring of the Roman Catholic Church, which is almost all organized religions. In fact, the very word religion, if you do the etymology of it, will tell you that it is very similar to the word government. It is a form of bureaucracy to control you, control what you think, what you believe, ultimately what you can and cannot do. So religion uses your desire to be spiritually connected to the Father and manipulates you that way. Governments do it with the word sorcery, such as the preachers telling us that we have to obey the authorities. That's what Christ would tell us, when Christ actually would have said just the opposite. In fact, in the book of Peter, it says, if there's a choice between obeying God and men, you must choose. It doesn't say, I suggest, no, it says you must choose Yahweh's law. So we have treason against us on several levels. We have the church world committing treason because they're teaching the doctrines of devils and telling you to obey a group of people who are anti-Christ, anti-Yahweh. And then you have government telling you that we have to obey them because we need government, when the opposite is the truth. We don't need government. Where was the government placed? On the shoulders of Yeshua HaMashiach. There's our government. We don't need man-made government. All we need to do is live at peace amongst each other and obey God's law. And when you violate God's law, then those of us who have been given the job of making our judgments, will pass a judgment upon you based on his law. When found guilty, you will be punished in accordance to his law. Isn't it interesting, in the early courts of America, before we even became a nation, typically the court was the church building. It was basically a meeting house, really. Sundays it was used for church, and during the week it was an administration building for the, quote, government, or the people in charge would get down there. And they would have meetings, etc., and they would hold trials. They would also exact punishment, etc., all in this central building. In the early days, when the person we refer to as a judge, that should be changed to referee. We should start using the correct term. The individual behind the bench is a referee. He is not the judge. The judge is the jurors. 12 men of good reputation, knowledgeable in the scripture, and knowledgeable of the people involved and the circumstances. Just the opposite of what we do today. Just the opposite. So when the referee came into the courtroom, he carried a Bible. That's why everybody stood up. You didn't stand up to respect him. He's just a man. He's just there to keep order in the court. That's all. Just a referee. Just like on a football field. Blow the whistle, keep everybody behaving and playing by the rules. That's all his job is to do. Judgment comes from the community. Judgment comes from the jurors. Not from that piece of shit behind the bench that we have today, that think they are gods, just like the other robed individuals that think they are God in government and in hospitals called doctors. But we've allowed this. We've created these monsters because we give our obedience to them. That's what the scriptures call worshiping the beast. People say, oh, I don't worship the beast. I don't get up and bow down to some image in the corner of my living room every morning. Dan, I don't worship the beast. My ass, you don't worship the beast. You sure as hell do. You turn on that flat screen every day, and whatever they're telling you, you do it. Well, I don't like paying more taxes, and our tax dollars go for these immoral things, but you know, I gotta pay them. You do? Well, I don't want to put a diaper over my face since it obviously doesn't do a damn thing and it's impeding oxygen into my body, therefore it's physically harmful to me. But I have to do it because the beast tells me so. And you're not worshiping the beast? You sure as hell are. Well, I don't really want to have to go down and get my car inspected every year because I know it's in good shape and I keep it up every. But, you know, the beast says I got to get that sticker every year and pay these guys to just verify I know what I'm doing. But I'll do it anyway because the beast tells me. You see what I'm saying? You're worshiping the beast. The vast majority of these sheep walking around out here obviously worship the beast. Anything coming across them flat screens, they believe it. They believe it, no matter what. So, don't tell me they don't worship the beast. They sure as hell do. Now, the facade that's being painted by the media, again, we just spent 2 years being completely lied to. And now you're being completely lied to about what's going on in the Ukraine, that area of the world called the Ukraine. By the way, it's not a nation. It's an area. It's a region, Ukraine. Portions of Ukraine belong to other people at different times in history. And the Donbass and Luhansk areas belong to Russia. The Crimea belongs to Russia. Okay, always has. It'd be like somebody coming in and taking over Alaska and claiming it to be theirs. And we're stepping in and going, well, wait a minute, no. Okay, so do other countries have the right to come in and say, no, Alaska belongs to the world, or they can be independent, blah, 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 blah. it's the same thing. The main point I'm trying to make is you don't know what's going on over there, especially if you're listening to mainstream media. Okay, you don't have a clue. And that's what we have to understand, that we are being lied to, misled, misdirected at a tremendous rate today. So you really don't know what's going on. Now, the good news is that Father Yahweh, through the invention of the internet, has given us a way to go around the controlled media. That's what this is. This is his gift to us to allow us to find things out and to get around this controlled media about what's really going on. And the good news is that there are many people out there posting videos that live in the area of Ukraine that are showing virtually nothing going on. You know, it is so similar to 2 years ago, exactly 2 years ago, when we were being told about dead bodies being stacked up by the hospitals. They had to bring refrigerated trucks in to keep the bodies in because the morgue was overflowing. Telling us bullshit story after bullshit story. When we had friends, I had three major cities in America, Philadelphia, New York, and I believe the other one was Atlanta, where I had actual people I knew. Oh, Detroit, that was the other one. People I actually knew went down to their local hospitals in these major cities and verified that there was nothing going on. Nothing at all. It was all a stage production. Lie after lie after lie. And then I have family in the medical profession, who verified the exact same thing, saying that everything that was happening was being done administratively. Yes, people were put on overtime. They made changes at the hospital expecting this, this, and this. They bought extra stuff. Okay, administratively they did that, but was there actually an epidemic? Was there actually people coming in by the hundreds or thousands and many of them dying from this? No. So 2 years of that, and now comes Ukraine, but everybody wants to think that all of a sudden they're telling us the truth. When we've got people that actually live there showing you videos of the streets, they're empty. People are going about their business. Again, as in the movies and through the mainstream media, it's all make-believe. Almost all of it is completely make-believe. They pull the information out of their derrieres, their butts. They pull numbers out of their ass. Not based on science, not based on anything other than their mind game over you and me. And we have to stop listening to these SOBs, okay? Stop it. Listen to your father, okay? Listen to your father in heaven. I just got an email here of somebody that says, is there a specific login page? So apparently somebody didn't get the memo I sent out. So let me just send them real quick a link here to tell them where they can go. And the link doesn't require... The link does not require a password or anything else. If you go to the, for instance, the shortest URL is byd.radio. Again, that's Bravo Yankee Delta, byd.radio, 12345.com. You go to that website and just click on the arrow to start the player, just like you would any other MP3 player. And it should work fine. I've got people contacting me here, so I know it's working. But again, unlike the previous platform, I have no indication of who's listening, There is no chats available, no logs to me. If you wish to contact me during the live broadcast, you have to do it either on my phone or by the email. bydpastordan@yahoo.com. And again, I'll do my best to either read your material or answer your question, etc. Just says Elka and Gary out there in California just ask about whether how they get onto the station. Now, I send out an email notice to a lot of people with that information on it, but you can also go to my website, PastorDan.net, and there's a page there called Listen Live. Click on the tab and go to Listen Live, and all the instructions are on that page. So if you're ever not sure or you're not getting the emails for some reason, go to PastorDan.net and look at Listen Live page or tab, whatever you want to call it, and that information is there. It's got the websites, what you got to click on to make it work. It's very easy, actually. And again, it's a different platform, which comes with its plus and minuses, but hey, at least the Father's giving away, given us a way for this to continue, and this one should have less interference, I would think, because this is a specific channel, and it's not like a general broadcast out there. So they know that the audience listening to this particular channel is going to be small. So we're a small fish in a large body of fish. After all, the Jewish creation called Mao Zedong, yes, he's 100% Jewish, paid for, bought and paid for, and controlled by. But Mao Zedong said that, be a little fish in a big school of fish. Okay, and that's what we are. We are a little fish trying to get the message out there. And again, we do archive the broadcast, so that'll be available on the archive page. That has not changed at all, so people that can't listen live, and there's quite a few of those, they listen to the recording, and that's great. Whatever it takes to win this war, folks, the way I look at it, whatever it takes to win the war. All right. Because we are in a war. I sure as hell hope people can figure that out. Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's a congresswoman, I believe, from Georgia. It's either Georgia or Texas, put out a video about how the communist buffoons in Washington, D.C., and all of them are our enemies, folks, virtually all of them. Washington, D.C. is just a den of thieves, district of criminals. Because they are criminal, they just passed that bill in the middle of the night, thousands of pages. Nobody's read it. So Ella says here that it is simple and I'm essentially computer stupid. So that's that's her way of saying that if she can figure it out, anybody can figure it out, okay? It's not that hard. It really isn't. Just go to the website. Again, it's Bravo Yankee Delta, BYD, dot radio, 12345.com. I mean, that's the easiest one. There's a couple other ones, but that's the easiest one to remember. Just go there and you should be able to listen live. Now, remember, I'm going to put music up about 15 minutes before the program starts. So if you like Carl Klang, Jonathan David Brown, Harvest, Krista Branch, Kurt Eager, Daryl Barr up there in Canada, I put some of their music in the playlist. And so those songs will be played before and at the end of the program. So you can capture them, or you can go back to the archive program and click on it and listen just to the music portion. If you're computer savvy, there's a way you can trim that, download that on your file, and trim that music and save it. That takes a little bit of computer savvy, but you can do it. I have software that does it. It's all open source and free. So keep that in mind. Okay. We do know the money system's in trouble because, again, just like Moderna and Pfizer, particularly Pfizer, has purchased another pharmaceutical company called Arena, and they are shifting their assets to that one, and they have been delisted off the New York Stock Exchange so that they can, now that they're a private company, they can file bankruptcy, because that's what they expect to happen, to have to file bankruptcy. Because people that have had deaths and injuries in their family are going to come after these sons of bitches. And so they're doing the typical Jewish thing. They create the great harm, and as soon as they sense retribution coming, they duck and run. They duck and hide. So Pfizer and all of the criminals on the board of directors, they all should be charged with murder. They're going to delist off the stock exchange, thinking that that's somehow going to protect them. And just as a secondary way to avoid trouble, they have acquired Arena for like $6.7 billion, with a B, dollars. And they're going to hide their profitable portions of Pfizer in the new company, and then let you, the people hurt and damaged by their poison, you can pick the bones of Pfizer because there won't be much left. And then they'll file bankruptcy and you'll get nothing. Do you see how they work? Now, let me ask a good question here. Do you think in Yah's kingdom you would be allowed to do that? Do you think under the laws of the Almighty that you can hide by playing with this kind of wordsmithing and corporate changing and the laws of man that somehow says that you can do that? You know, all these laws of men are only to help the people, the 1% at the top, or even 0.5% at the top, where all the wealth is sitting today. Much as the book of Revelation says, when Babylon's taken down, it will be an economic takedown, because that is their lifeblood, this phony fiat currency system that's operating all over this world today. It's going to come down. Almighty says so. He's going to destroy it. And he's going to take those that have partaken in this monstrosity and this absolutely despotic behavior, and he's going to punish them all. There will be no hiding when this judgment day comes, and it is coming. Again, Malachi chapter 4. So if Ella and her prediction is right, which it certainly has a lot of logic to it, we're about 2.5 years out from the curtain coming down. And again, this is a guesstimate. Not saying I have a crystal ball or that Father came down and stood before me, as he's done some of his prophets in the old days, and said, you know, here's what you're going to tell them. Instead, it's a feeling that this could be very accurate based on the empirical evidence that I can see in the world around me. And the evidence, if you do any digging at all, that you can find on the still available internet. Now, many of your search engines, such as Google, we know they've been compromised for a long time. DuckDuckGo, again, run by the same Zionist. Oh, by the way, we have a new term. When they say the word Nazi or Nazi, okay, remember, they hide the truth by obfuscating behind wordsmithing or word sorcery. Remember to beware the sorceries of the enemy. Okay? So, just like they use the word Hebrew, when rabbis and the Jewish encyclopedia even says that the people called Jews today cannot be called Hebrews. They're not. They can't be called Israelites because they're not. So their own documents have it, even though they'll put out a press release or get in front of a camera and use the terminology as if it does apply to them, and yet in their own websites, in their own documentation, they admit that they're not it. Do you see how that works? Because they want the church world to think that they are the legit. So now, They have programmed you through the public education system to be triggered by the word Nazi to think of horrific things being done to mankind by Germans. When the German National Socialists never referred to themselves as Nazis. Never. The word Nazi is the tail end of the word Ashkenazi. And that's what most of these Jews are, Ashkenazis. So they are Nazis. But they're also Nazis for a different reason. Capital N, little A, capital Z, little I, Nazi, is a nationalist Zionist, or a national Zionist. So when you hear the word Nazi, don't think of what you've been programmed to think. Think of what they really are, national Zionists. So when they say Nazis are operating in the Ukraine, they're not lying. But they know in your mind you're going to go to what you were programmed to think, and you're going to think of the German SS and German forces in World War II. That's what you've been programmed to think. However, when they say it today, they're not lying, because the people over there running the show are national Zionists, Nazis. Do you see how they do it? They love to play these little word games. And remember, in the book of Job, our Father gave them the right to deceive us. They don't have a right to actually physically harm us. Case in point, did they grab anybody out of their home and drag them into the front yard and stick a needle in their arm? No, most of you did it voluntarily. Did they drag you out of your car and throw a mask on your face? No, you did it voluntarily. Now, some of you are going to say, well, no, they did force me, Dan, because I wanted to go to the baseball game, and you had to put a mask on. So they did force me. No, you didn't need to go to the goddamn baseball game. You didn't need to go to the theater. You didn't need to go to their damn restaurant where you have no idea what they're serving you. You don't need your children in the public school system that's completely corrupt and communist-run. Yahweh's trying to show you something with all this. The things you think you need, you don't. That's the irony of it. You're subjugating you and your family to poison and bad habits, such as blocking your airway, because you think you need these things. Well, Dan, you got to have a job. Really? You need to survive. But do you need that corporate job? Do you need to work for any organization that would think it's their right to force you to do something harmful to your body? Or do you think maybe that's the Father saying, you know, you need to find a new career? And is it easy? Hell no, it's not easy. But do you think it was easy for Noah and his family to take all that time building the ark? Do you think it was easy for them to go into the ark and have the door closed when many of their friends, co-workers, maybe even a few family members were down amongst the crowd on the outside of the ark? No, that wasn't very easy. And you're going to live to see it all take place again. These are as in the days of Noah. Take a look around you at all the sickness, the perversion. You don't think that's what was going on in Noah's day? In Noah's day, he did it in a very limited area. This one's going to be worldwide. This flame and fire is going to destroy the wicked worldwide. You were given an example in Noah's day. Now, expand it, just as we now communicate worldwide. Anybody on earth can listen to this broadcast today. Virtually anywhere on earth today, you can listen. There may be a few places that are too poor, or people just don't care. Some places, they don't want to be on the internet. because there's a lot of lies on the internet as well as truths. But the point of it is, if you really, really want to get on there and find out what's going on, you can do it. Our Father said that there would be an increase of knowledge, but he also said that his truths would go out to the world. Okay? Ella sends a note saying that if you have land, produce your own food. I've got all kinds of e-books and material, articles, etc., if anybody needs them, on how to grow your own organic food, which we never, never should have stopped doing. They got us, again, trained to go to the corporate stores for everything, when you should have learned how to do it yourself. That way you control what's going in your body. Now, the beautiful thing is, with all the information and all the beautiful souls out there that are learning new ways to do things, you can actually grow an abundant amount of food in a very small area. It's called vertical farming. It's called raised bed farming. You can put up a greenhouse if you're in a climate area that's not suitable, or you've got pests or animals. Build yourself a greenhouse. Is relatively cheap and easy to put together. So you can grow like your sprouts and your super greens can be done on vertical towers where you don't have a, like a potato is in the roots, whereas the strawberries and things like that. Okay, so you use your raised beds for like potatoes and sweet potatoes and carrots, things like that. And you can use your vertical gardening methods for the smaller bushes and things that like tomatoes and strawberries and things that grow up on the stems. There's whole websites dedicated to this. And I know for a fact that Professor McCanny has invented things, grow towers, etc. There's other people that have done it, but I know Professor McCanny and his work. He's got some wonderful wind generators for electricity. He's got grow towers for producing food. So there are people putting together lots of good things, but you got to do a little digging to find it. Okay, it's not going to come floating out of the sky and land in your lap. Okay? Okay, now Elka and Gary are listening, so very good. Thanks for letting me know that. Again, emailing or texting is the best way to communicate. I am not on the page that you're listening to. Whereas on the free conference call, we were all basically on the same web page. That's why we could communicate and I could see who's on. This station does not operate that way. So that web page where you're listening right now, anything that's being posted there, I don't see it because I'm not going to go to the website while I'm live broadcasting. Just not going to do it. So that's for you folks to communicate with each other if you wish to do so. Also she mentions here about chickens. Again, chickens don't require a whole lot of room, and they can be taken care of quite easily. We used to have chickens, and they're probably one of the easiest birds to take care of and whatever. And if you build them a roosting house, they will come in and roost and leave their eggs there and then get up and go out about their business during the day, and you can go in there and harvest the eggs. Okay? So then you have organic eggs. And if you got a rooster, which is the right way of doing it, you're going to have the best eggs ever, because fertilized eggs are the true eggs that the Father wants you to eat. Why? Because a fertilized organic egg has lecithin in it, and lecithin is the ingredient that the body uses to tear down the good cholesterol that's in the egg. You need that cholesterol, by the way. Again, the medical field lies and distorts information, gives you half-truths and bits and pieces. As long as they can keep you coming back, keep you ill, keep you coming back, because after all, it's all about making money today, right? The love of money is the root of all evil. Not part of it. All evil. All evil. Amazing. I was just looking at some songs I want to play here later on. Okay, so now we want to get back here. Our Heavenly Father accuses Jacob, Israel. We're going to read from Hosea chapter 4 here for a minute. Hear Yahweh's word, you children of Jacob, Israel. For Yahweh has a charge against the inhabitants of the land. Indeed, there is no truth, nor goodness, nor knowledge of Elohim God in the land. Does that sound like us? I don't know about you, but it sure as hell does to me. That's exactly what we are. No truth, no goodness, and no knowledge of Yah in the land. There is cursing, lying, murder, stealing, and committing race mixing, otherwise called adultery. Oh, yeah. People say, well, no, that's talking about married people getting together. No, that's not what it's talking about. That's a mistranslation. When you see the word adultery, it's talking about the adulterating of your holy seed, your blood, your DNA. Race mixing is an abomination. Telling you something different than that, they are lying to you. Okay? It's really quite easy to prove. Pastor Harrell in the Carolinas has written a whole book called The Sixth Law of God. Again, if you can't get a hold of him or get a copy, let me know. But that book is one of the best treatises on this topic I've ever read. It's a short little book, but he nails it. He goes into the Greek, the Latin, and everything else. And there is just no debate. Oukmoukesous in the Greek means don't mongrelize. Race mixing is mongrelization. Hybrid seeds are mongrelization. GMO seeds are mongrelization. Mixing your dogs, cats, and animals of the barnyard is a mongrelization. Mixing fake fabric like polyester with wool or linen or cotton is an abomination. Technically, they are. You're mixing fabrics that don't belong together. And a lot of people say, well, what difference does that make? It's because you're a battery. You're an electronic engine. Your whole body works off electrical pulses, in case you haven't figured that out. That's why it's so important for you to get pure water and a certain amount of it. That's why it's important that you get potassium and magnesium, etc. Those all have tremendous effects on electrical pulses going through your body. And believe it or not, the clothing on your body can interfere with the electrical pulses. Just telling you. Just as your diet can affect the pineal gland, which is called the third eye, which is your antenna to our Heavenly Father in the spiritual world. So if you're one of those people that sometimes tell, well, Dan, I don't ever hear God talking to me. And what are you talking about? Maybe your antenna's not working. It's not that the Father's not trying to communicate with you, because he is. He wasn't kidding when he said, I'm sending you a comforter called the Holy Spirit. Do you think he was lying when he said that? Those of us that live with the Holy Spirit in our lives know differently. No, he wasn't lying. It's very much the truth. However, you got to do your part. You have to invite the Holy Spirit in, and you have to have a temple, your body, that's cleansed enough that the pineal gland can work. And guess what? It says go to your prayer closet to talk to him. He's not going to compete with the noise of this world. He's not going to compete with music videos and such as that. Hosea 4, verse 2. There is cursing, lying, murder, stealing, and committing adultery. They break boundaries. Now, this could also be boundaries as far as proper behavior. It also could be actual property boundaries. We've got people today that think that it's okay to trespass on another person's property. No, it's not. And bloodshed causes bloodshed. As in the murdering of babies, the murdering of children, adrenochrome, smut films, etc. Therefore, the land will mourn, and everyone who dwells therein will waste away. Take a look at these zombies walking around. All living things in her, even the animals of the field and the birds of the sky, yes, the fish of the sea also die. I'm getting article after article talking about in places of the world where the animal kingdom is dying. I've heard from many people that the bees are not doing what they usually do. They're not in the number that they usually are, and they're acting rather strangely. As if under the influence of what? Electromagnetic radiation, possibly, like 5G, or all this other, quote, wireless technology. You know, it's strange. Your hearing is from, like, I think 40 hertz up to 16 kilohertz. That's a frequency. Hertz just means cycle. So if you're 60 hertz, it means 60 cycles in a second. Okay? Cycles per second. That's what hertz means. So 40 hertz is pretty low. All the way up to about 16 kilohertz is the human ear can pick up. Where a dog, and many of the animal kingdom, it goes much higher than that. That's why you can have a dog whistle that you and I can't hear it, but a dog hears it. Because it was designed to hear it. Just like you are designed to pick up certain things. That doesn't mean other things don't exist. It just means that you're only given the ability to pick up certain things. Much as in the visual light realm, okay? Light waves have a frequency also. And the rods and cones in the back of your eye are designed to resonate to the different frequencies within the human eye to these different light frequencies out here. Now, some animals don't have the rods and cones that we do. They look at the world in black and white, or they get different colors than you and I would get. But there's also light frequencies that you cannot see. Doesn't mean they don't exist. It just means that you can't see them. Today, we have electronic equipment like infrared that can pick up some of these frequencies and turn it into an image that you can see. Do you get my point? Just because we were not given the ability to sense certain things doesn't mean that these other things don't exist, because they do. You're just not aware of it. Much like what happens on the other side of the firmament. We in this earthly body, we the spiritual man having a physical experience, an earthly experience, we can't perceive what's on the other side. We weren't given that when we came here. That does not mean it's not happening. It's just we don't perceive it. And if you let your temple fall into disarray, you're going to see even less. That's why a lot of people say, well, how come some people can see through the lies and deceptions and other people are just completely brain dead to it? It's called attitude, for one thing. It's called spirituality for another. Do you love the truth? What does Father say? If you want the truth, you have to love the truth. You have to seek the truth. Scripture tells us he sends a strong delusion on us because we no longer love the truth. These zombies that you see, that's an outward indication that you're talking about a zombie, a spiritually dead individual. Sorry. If they're running around with a diaper on their face, that's like a big flag saying, I'm spiritually dead. I am a zombie. Or as Ezekiel would call it, a valley full of dead and dry bones. They're just bags of bones taking up space, going through life. No spirituality to them whatsoever. When you see the likes of these monsters get on the TV screen and talk about a pandemic that does not exist, or promoting a vaccine that is very harmful because it's not actually a vaccine, it's a mRNA gene therapy. It is not a, quote, inoculation or vaccine. But again, do you have the spiritual acuity to pick up on this, or are you one of the zombies? Well, Diana, I don't want to make waves, and after all, I got to have my job, and my kids are in the school system, and, you know, they're not going to let me do all that unless I follow suit and put that shit in my arm, you know? It's a small price to pay. Really? Really? All right, so I've got somebody else here saying they cannot get to the show. I don't know. I know it works. So I'm not sure why people can't get to it. Because I've got people contacting me that are listening, so I hate to say it, but sometimes it's at your end, folks, not mine. I'm putting the stream out there. Let me go check, make sure it's still on. Yeah, it's on. All right, so it's going out there. I just don't know why it's not working. And again, folks, if you want to run a test or want me to help you figure this out in the off hours, you can contact me. I got no problem with that. I'll talk you through it, tell you how to whatever. But don't get frustrated and just give up. Talk to somebody that's a geek on computers, or call me, or call somebody else that's computer savvy. It's not very hard. It really isn't. I was fortunate. Yahweh put me in a career path that I've been with computers since they first came out. Because I worked in an industry that loves technology, and they bought the newest technology at every step of the way. And so I was actually paid to know and learn about all the technology, including computers. Ella says all is well, so that's good. And I'll tell you another thing. The Holy Spirit led me into doing something in high school that most men didn't do. Excuse me. And that was take up typing. And this is in a day before even electric typewriters. All the typewriters at that time, in the late 60s, were manual typewriters. The old type manual typewriters. And yet, the Spirit told me to take typing. If I remember right, I was the only man, the only boy in the class. There might have been one other, because it was full of the ladies. But something told me to take it. And then it was shortly after that I got out of school that electric typewriters became available. And that was marvelous. And then electric typewriters that actually had a correction ribbon in it, so you could back up and fix a mistake without having to do the old-fashioned way. That was marvelous. And then this thing called a personal computer came along with a keyboard that's set up exactly like a typewriter. So did that leading of the Spirit pay off dividends for me? Yep, in my career it did, and for doing what I'm doing now. Absolutely. Being a touch typist has saved me probably thousands of hours and made it so much easier and so much faster for me to do what I do. So again, Father works with us if we're paying attention. Zephaniah chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. I will utterly sweep away everything from the surface of the earth, says Yahweh. As Ella and others have pointed out, we keep giving credit to the enemy and to the adversaries as if they're all powerful, and yet right here Zephaniah is telling you that Yahweh will utterly sweep away everything from the surface of the earth. I will sweep away man and animal. I will sweep away the birds of the sky, the fish of the seas, and the heaps of rubble with the wicked. I will cut off man from the surface of the earth, says Yahweh. This is all his plan, folks. No matter what you want to think, halagos. Halagos in the Greek is the word translated word. And yet it also means the plan. So when it says halagos was with Elohim from the beginning, it's not talking about Bibles. Bibles are a relatively recent invention. It's talking about a plan, logos, which is where we get the word logic. Because logic is required to make a plan or to speak. Human intelligence is involved in making plans and speaking. They go hand in hand. So Father's plan has been with us from the beginning, and he will execute his plan. Just remember that. Revelation chapter 11, verse 18, the nations were angry, and your wrath came, and did the time for the dead to be judged, or as did the time for the dead to be judged, and to give your bondservants, the prophets, their reward, as well as to the saints, meaning you folks, the called out ones, and those who fear your name. So there's rewards coming for his bondservants and his saints and those who fear his name, to the small and the great, and to destroy those who destroy the earth. So you're either part of the solution or you're part of the problem, folks. Choose this day which one you want to be on. Now, Archbishop Vigano just put out an article talking about the globalists have fomented war in the Ukraine to establish the tyranny of the New World Order. That should be pretty obvious. And again, the same Nazis, National Zionists, are at play. The leadership of the so-called man-made government of the Ukraine is made up of foreigners, primarily Jews, from other lands, don't even live there. They came in from other places. Much as in the United States. How many of our so-called Congress critters have duals? How can you be a citizen of another country and claim to be watching out for our best interests here? Folks, that's an oxymoron. You cannot be. If you are a citizen of another country swearing allegiance to it, how can you do it? You can't serve two masters. Isn't that what it says? Yeah, you can't. It's just logic. You're going to love the one but hate the other. These Israelis with dual citizenship in our lands are traitors. They are traitors. Everybody who signs a loyalty oath to Israel is a traitor to these United Colonies. these sovereign states. And that goes for state government and federal government. If you have signed a loyalty oath to another nation, and particularly the Nazis, National Zionists in the state of It's a Lie. By the way, that's another interesting thing. Their country is called Israeli, not Israel. See, they get it close because they know in your pea brain you're going to associate it with the word out of your Bible. Their country is Israeli, not Israel. That's why they're called Israelis and not Israelites. Slight difference, but an important difference, isn't it? Yeah. It's just like people say they speak Hebrew. Really? Oh, man. When, in fact, they speak Yiddish. Yiddish is a predominantly ancient German. Most of the words are from ancient German, with a smattering of some modern words and Russian words and English words in there. But it's primarily ancient German that they spoke when they were in the ghettos of Germany, when Germans kept them under control. And they have been let loose. A little bit like the Bible says that the demons have been released. The demons are now loose. The demons have risen to the top. How about that? Then Ella had sent this in too. Valuable information to understand. We are living under the rules of the beast system today. Amen. We've been under the beast system for quite some time. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 18 and 19. I said in my heart, as for the sons of men, Yahweh God, test them so that they may see that they themselves are like animals. Yeah, when you don't have Yah's spirit working in you, you behave like an animal. What sets us apart from the animal kingdom is His Holy Spirit. For that which happens to the sons of men happens to animals. Even one thing happens to them. As the one dies, so the other dies. Yes, they have all one breath, and man has no advantage. These beasts with evil carnal minds sit in their temples. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God? And declare to us that they are God, and will determine where we go, who we will go with, and if we will go anywhere, depending upon our obedience to them, by giving them control of our bodies, our temples, via faxes, face diapers, etc. Do these beasts not have names like Schwab, Fauci, Gates, Trudeau, or corporate names like Pfizer, Moderna, or group names like CDC, WHO, the UN, and on and on? To all the governing bodies of our world who have lied to us. Amen. Good points. That's exactly what's going on. Who do you worship? Let's see here. Okay, just got a note from the family. So again, I would caution in this day and age to take a step back, take a deep breath, and relax that a lot of things you're being told just aren't true. And we need to trust the Father, trust the leading of the Spirit, trust what you're seeing and witnessing around you. Just as when the pandemic 2 years ago was being broadcast, did anybody actually see it in their neighborhoods? Of course not. It didn't exist. It wasn't even at the hospitals. Okay? People were actually being killed. Cuomo was a murderer in New York by incentivizing and pushing the ventilators. Ventilators are dangerous, folks. Just ask anybody that's honest in the medical profession. When do you put somebody on a ventilator? When there is no other way to go. In other words, you've exhausted every other method to help a person out. The last thing you want to do is put them on a ventilator. Why? Because they have an 80% chance of dying on it. That's why. It's not the first thing you want to do. See, again, people go half-cocked with an image created by the beast in your head that somehow a ventilator, oh, that's a good thing. It's giving people air. They would die otherwise. Really? Again, I just said, the medical profession knows, yes, a ventilator will force air into your lungs, and 80% of the people they do that to don't ever come off of it. They die. Okay? It's the last resort. It's not the first resort. Or it's not some benign thing being done to help people. It's a sign of desperation to be put on a ventilator. In other words, they've given up everything. Much like my family when the hospitals murdered some of my close relatives. My sister being the latest one. Oh, we're going to do this, this, and this. And then they create the problem and then act like, oh, geez, I guess it didn't work out. Okay, so we'll starve them to death and just say, well, we did our best. Isn't that amazing? You can actually do things and fail, and then you get to wash your hands of responsibility and let the person starve to death, and that's somehow magnificent. That's somehow beneficial. To me, that's disgusting. And there should be a price to pay for those who commit fraud and do not give you all the truthful information. That's a form of fraud. And there will be a judgment day coming for all these people. That's why the righteous are rising up, because the righteous are the only ones that are given the right to cast judgment on the wicked. Those days are coming. Those days are coming. All right, I'm going to go ahead and close off for now. Again, send me by email any topics, any additional information. If you want something read over the air, in rare cases, I can do an interview using the phone. And if people contact me for that, I will be glad to let you know. Just checking some of the notes here. Again, there's a slight learning curve to this new platform. Again, I will help anybody that needs it, but you need to stick with it, and you need to be patient with it a little bit, okay? But it will work. Okay, I want to... I'm looking for a song here. Oh, here we go. We're going to play Daryl Barr up in Canada, one of his songs that I particularly like. But anyway, dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for the new platform. We just hope that you'll stay with us and guide us by the Holy Spirit to learn its ways, to make it more beneficial for more folks. We also pray that the listeners out there will be able to find their way to the site and be able to operate it properly. And we just pray, Father, that truth would go out here and destroy the works of the evil ones. They live in a world of deception and lies, and we know that the truth destroys all that. Our Savior comes upon a white horse with a sword proceeding from his mouth. That's the spoken word, the truth. Destroys the enemy, especially when it's guided by righteous individuals who seek to do peace, justice, and prosperity on this earth. A restoration is coming, and the wicked will perish, as Malachi and Obadiah have told us. Again, we thank you, Father. Ask that you walk with us, guide us in all that we say and do. And we ask all this in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.
Start this day together, fresh and new as we begin. We are mindful of our Savior, who has cleansed us of our sin. He has freed us from the bondage of its deathly grip and chains. We have entered into Jesus, joined the ranks of victors, saints. From this glory unto glory, we can walk above this world. We no longer have to worry when the devil's darts are hurled. Victory surrounds us daily and protects us in the night. From this glory unto glory, Jesus fills me with his light. As the daylight hours are over and those evening shadows fall, we can lift our eyes and wonder at the marvel of it all. Swirling planets, stars, and galaxies, they illuminate the night. It's a glorious reminder of our Lord's eternal light. From this glory unto glory, we can walk above this world. We no longer have to worry when the devil's darts are hurled. Victory surrounds us daily and protects us in the night. From this glory unto glory, Jesus fills me with eternal light.
Temptation's got a hold of me. Then I cry at night, 'cause I ought to. And the praise to him I hold, I'm on my bended knee. From the road I chose to raise my family, and the more I learned forgiveness, the less I saw grief. And the more I watched his children in their eyes, I saw his light. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings. Thank you for the ride. Well, I want to walk with you. Take my hand, amen. Hold it tight. I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on the on, enjoy the ride. I did my time, I paid some heavy dues, and I often wonder why I did the things I do. For the Lord holds all the answers to my questions, come what may. We're gonna talk about him soon. Show me the way. Well, I wanna walk with you. Take my hand, amen. Hold it tight. I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. Now the final curtain will be seen. Now it's time to say goodbye to this way of life I've been. So bury me in the cold hard ground, I'll travel through the sky. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings, thank you for the ride. Well, I want to walk with you, take my hand, amen. Hold it tight, I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. Get on up, hold on.